from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Welcome to Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday, Mike.
Now, what do you make of this? Because at Waitomo specifically got money, this is tourism, and the share price went through the roof.
Yeah, so tourism's been the hot topic, hasn't it? I mean, we know how important it is economically, and it's obviously the sector particularly affected by the ongoing border closures. So, yeah, we're talking now about the $400 million that was put aside to assist tourism. This is the tourism recovery funding, and we talked before about the potential disconnect between the support to the sector and the length of time it's going to take to get our borders fully open. The interesting thing about this, Mike, is that there was quite a bit of focus on this $400 million. It's actually a very small part of all of the money that was talked about in the budget, and it's sort of getting, I think it's getting a lot of focus that maybe is taking the focus away from all the rest of the spending. But put that to one side, we've got the Trans-Tasman bubble. That becomes a pretty key element in that topic as well. I think you talked about that earlier on this morning. Yeah, we've got sort of July, August, September range of possible dates of progress there, and I think everybody would like to see it at the beginning of that period. So look, the tourism recovery funding's got a number of components. There's the Tourism Transitions Program. So that's to allow businesses to pivot, to refocus their business on domestic opportunities. Then there's Tourism New Zealand's initiative. I think that's related to advertising, to this advertising program, domestic advertising program. Then you've got the STAP, the Strategic Tourism Assets Protection Program. Now, the thing is, Mike, I couldn't find a breakdown of what money is going to go to which, you know, how much money goes to each individual element here. Maybe it has been given out, maybe it hasn't, but there's 400 mil. Now, the STAP's supposed to safeguard iconic assets, and yes, we had announced yesterday that 4 million to discover Waitomo. It's interesting that some of the early money has gone to that one, which was in the news, because obviously, you know, it was related to the closure of some of those Waitomo activities, and 20 million to regional tourism opportunities. Now, we've talked about the criteria. It has to be nationally, internationally recognised, has to be a key attraction within that area, responsible for visitation. So that's why people go there, because of that, it generates spillover benefits. So look, I mean, this is good stuff if it gets into the right place. And I think it needs to be really stressed, though, and this is the thing that I do find interesting about this. You've only got 2 weeks to get your applications in.
How long does it take you to fill out an application form?
Yeah, but, you know,
dear Mr. Davis, I need help. Love, Mike.
I've had a look. The application form is slightly more complex than that. But people have got to get there. The thing is, what I'm getting out there is you've got to get your applications in, or else you're not going to get the money.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing, isn't it? How about the ASX?
Oh, look at this. Yeah, we talked yesterday about Australia entering into its first recession in 29 years, and I spoke about the disconnect between economies and markets. Well, what recession the markets are saying, and it's a really good example of financial markets being forward-looking. It's not about what happened, it's about what's going to happen. And I mentioned yesterday that on a relative basis, things like the Australian share market have been a bit of a laggard. It hadn't lifted as much compared to the start of the year as other markets have. Well, we talk about risk on, risk off, and this is risk on. Share markets lift, and that tends to also lift the Australasian currencies too. I talked yesterday about the New Zealand dollar lifting. Well, it hit a high of 64.78 overnight. I might remind you that on the 18th of May, it was under 60 cents. So it's surging. The Australian dollar likewise as well, flirting with 70 cents against the US dollar. That's up almost 30% since the lows we saw in March. Well, those are, obviously, they were only very brief lows. So we've seen currencies like the New Zealand dollar, the Australian dollar, the South African rand, they're all seen as growth-related, responding to the economy's reopening. And the Australian share market, yeah, over the last few days, making a run at the 6,000 levels. Yeah. Early March since we've seen that last as well. The NZX 50 put on another 100 points yesterday as well. So the danger here, Mike, though, is if we see any setback to economies reopening, any second wave, that's going to spoil the risk on party, and we're going to see some of these things come back. So keep an eye out for that.
We will take all good news with alacrity. Now, what are the numbers for this Friday?
This Friday, actually sort of quietish in the US. The Dow Jones 26,268, virtually unchanged. The S&P 500 3114 down 9. The Nasdaq 9649 down 33, or 0.3% at this stage. The FTSE 100 6341 lost 0.6%, but the Nikkei gained 0.36%, 22,695, and the Shanghai Composite, a very small movement there, down small, 2919. As I said, the ASX yesterday closed at 5991, up 0.85% on the day, and the NZX 50 up 104 points, 0.94% gain, 11,222. The currencies, Kiwis come back a little bit from that high, 0.6453, 0.9296 against the Aussie, 0.5690 euro, 0.5120 pounds, 70.39 yen. Gold, $1,718.90. And Brent crude, it's just hovering around up and down over the $40 mark, $39.95 at the moment.
Yeah, good weekend. See you Monday. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, all that expertise and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.